everybody, and welcome to another weekly update from myself, Sarah Lean. Thank you for tuning in. So this week I wanted to talk about a couple of bit of some news. We've got a preview service from Azure Migrate, which now supports multiple credentials when you're discovering physical servers, which is great because, as we know, in our environment, sometimes we have different credentials for servers, and not everything is using the same login or has the same admin password in the back end. I'm hoping to have a go at looking at that, so look out for a blog post and potentially a video on that, and I'll explain a bit more about how that works. We've also seen Azure Monitor, and let me just check. Yep, it's in preview. So Azure Monitor for Key Vault is now in preview, which means you can now monitor what's happening within your Key Vault. So you can see a breakdown of those failures, requests, etc. within your Key Vault. So that's another great feature. And obviously it's in preview, so definitely check that out and see what's happening there. And another preview service that went live at the start of the week is something for Azure Arc. And let me read this just so we get this right. We now have in Azure Arc the ability to track inventory of your SQL servers on-prem. So that's another great feature that we have within Arc, and it's super exciting to see Azure Arc now rolling out some more of those preview features and adding that capability for our customers. The person to obviously follow in terms of Azure Arc at the moment is Thomas Maurer. He's been doing some great blogs and videos and been working closely with the product team to help get that some documentation and information out about these features. So definitely check out my colleague Thomas and see what his blog and YouTube channel has been doing around all of that. So for me this week, I've been doubling down on things for the community. So we had the Glasgow Azure User Group the other night, and that was a really good success. We had April Edwards from Microsoft speaking, and we also had two people from our sponsors, F5, speaking as well. So we actually recorded that meetup. So the video for that meetup is actually live on my YouTube channel. You'll probably have seen it going launched if you've subscribed, and if you haven't subscribed, please do subscribe. So the video from that meetup is now live online, and you can have a watch of that and tune in. It's super exciting to be able to invite other people from out with of Glasgow to these community events, although I am missing in-person events. So that's something that's happening that happened this week for me as well. So running the user group is something that I do. It's a passion. I love doing it. I love the community engagement that we have. It does take a lot of work, I'll be honest. It does take a lot of work in order to organise it, do the social media promotion, make sure everything is on point for the night of the meetup. Especially in person, there's a lot of things that needs to be organised for all of that. And to be honest, the workload in terms of that hasn't been lessened because we're virtual. The social media promotion, the communication with our sponsors, the communication with all of everybody that signed up for the Twitter account or newsletter or LinkedIn account, it still has to happen. So it's definitely a lot of time spent on the lead up to these meetups, and even afterwards. This week I had to take the recording off of Microsoft Teams and edit it and put that up into YouTube as well. So yeah, there's a lot of work that goes into this community, but I love it, and I'm glad that it's getting a lot of positive feedback from the community as well. Like I mentioned in my last video, I'm also looking at doing speaking engagements, and I think I've got about 11 signed up for in the next couple of months. I've got a few people I need to get back to because they've reached out about doing other ones. I've been swamped trying to do some of my community stuff, so I'll get to everybody that's reached out, and hopefully I'll be able to speak at everybody's engagement and get some really good community interaction as well. I was going to do this as a live stream. I think I mentioned last week I was going to do this as a live stream. Unfortunately, I am off again today. I've got some annual leave booked for today, and I've got a bunch of chores I need to do. And I didn't really have the time to set up a live stream and get all of that done. So apologies. I'm off again next Friday, but hopefully in 2 weeks' time I'll do a live stream and we'll get some more interaction. We're kind of nearing that 52 mark, so I've been doing this video for nearly a year and I do definitely want to do something special for that year mark. I just haven't had a chance to get round to that as well. Also, something that I've been looking at is getting a little IoT sensor for this office in here, and it's really to monitor the temperature, the air quality, humidity, that kind of thing. And I've looked at, and I'm probably pronouncing this wrong, the Ruvi, which looks like a small little device you can just plant, you know, put somewhere and it monitors the temperature. And you've got an app that sends the data to your phone because it works over Bluetooth, and you can see what's happening that way. It also has the functionality to actually feed into Azure if you have, I think you need a gateway or some kind of Raspberry Pi device in order to communicate that data up into Azure, and then you can do some cool things around that. I've been looking at that, I haven't ordered it yet, so if anybody's got any experience over that, I'm looking for something super easy that potentially will grow into something bigger, as these home projects always do. If anybody's got any experience of the Ruvi, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, or any other of these type of devices, then please let me know. I want to monitor it in this room because it gets quite hot, and I want to try and just figure that out so that I can deal with that a wee bit better and monitor it so that when I am moaning that it's getting hot, I have some data that tells me that it is hotter than usual. But yeah, I think that's all for this week, everybody. As usual, stay safe. Please like and subscribe to this video and my channel if you like the video, and hopefully we'll catch up again soon. Thanks for watching.